Now, each one of you, the only thing that will keep you from being healed is you not believing it. Now let's bow our heads. Our Heavenly Father, here stands blind, crippled, afflicted, sick, dying with cancer, ulcers, tumors. They're all standing here in the line, Lord. I've preached the Word, and for 12 years, you've confirmed that around the world. Now, that's forgiveness, and I know that I did not do it willfully. I did it because I thought that I was doing right. Now, come, Lord. Come to you humbly, asking you to bless my prayer, that when I pray for these people, every one of them will be healed. Bless their faith. Help our unbelief, Lord. And may everyone this morning really catch the vision. May they not lose none of it, but may they see it scripturally. And think of the angel of the Lord back there at the beginning. He said, as Moses was given two gifts, and then 2 years ago, bringing the Bible with a hand coming down that like wrote on the wall at Babylon, a human hand looked like it pointed down to the Bible, to this same chapter. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. And Father, here it is this morning, brought to the light. We thank thee for this, Lord. You forgive me for my wrongs. And now as we go into this prayer meeting, may the power of God heal every sick person that comes to the line. I go just as your servant, not asking for any special anointing, any special anything, but knowing this, that in my life is that commission. I go to carry it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Brother Neville, if you'll stand here. Now, with this gift, I'm not going to anoint with oil.
Amen.
I'm just going to do what he told me to do. Yeah. The commission says, get the people to believe you, be sincere.
Yes.
Do you believe?
Amen.
That I'm sincere.
Hallelujah.
Something has to happen.
Yes.
Brother Neville, go lead his song. You all pray quietly while I pray for his sake.
Oh, they believe. Lord Jesus, I believe upon the woman who gave his son to my life, he gave that to his son, that he
would be saved.
Oh, they believe. Lord, I'm the one who has the most money, because he's made a couple of times.
All things are possible.
Lord, I lay my hands upon my
only
with these bad legs and pulling up. I rebuke that body in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you.
Don't be distressed.
Praise the name of
the Lord. Lord, with heart trouble and other ailments, I lay my hands upon my sister and rebuke this in Jesus' name by my command.
Only believe.
Lord, with faith and sight and heart trouble, I will give it to this woman. My permission is off. Let Jesus name. Amen.
All things are possible.
I believe with all my heart. That's true. If it's your time to go,
amen.
Go some way, that's right. But first, before he tells you, if you'll be sincere and don't doubt it, you'll get well. Exactly right. Lazarus was raised from the dead. He died again, but he was raised from the dead. To show that God
gave
his offer to people. He said to Mary, believest thou this? I am the resurrection life.
Yes.
I'm commissioned of God to raise the dead. You believe this? She said, yeah, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God that's come into the world to wait and bury him. He had to die again.
Yes.
But he raised him to show that he was a resurrection
life.
All right. God does those things. And everything's in divine order.
Praise
God. Oh, I'm so glad to say that.
Amen.
Everything is perfectly in order.
Yes.
If you can believe everything you ask for is given.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
All right. Just continue praying now. Lord Jesus Christ, this is very, here you stand here preaching the word. Faith, faith, this little distraction of doubt. Just get away from all of Let him rise up. Leave this old mountain and walk him back and forth. Go on to Jordan, Lord. Grant it, Lord, may our sister travel this path now from this hour on, believing that God heals her body. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Lord Jesus, give to her the desire for
her
heart. Yes, Lord, amen. Her pain. I pray that in Jesus' name she receives it. As I offer my prayer, and my faith shall lay me hands on her. If I didn't believe you, I wouldn't lay my hands on her. If she wasn't so good, I wouldn't pray for her. But I believe, Lord, if she believes,
we're placing
our faith together.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord,
praise
the
Lord. Getting hard of hearing. The doctor says cataract coming on down. You want to live with God's glory. Bring it to you, Lord. I ask for this petition for my brother.
Yes, amen. Here's your.
To be alone with God.
Yeah.
I set up on the hill. After him, I was going around him. Went around right behind the house to help him. He was over towards the house and prayed and prayed. Dying. The Holy Spirit spoke to me one night. One of these men comes from a church that don't believe that healing's right.
Yes.
A certain minister came to his house not long ago and tried to withstand me there on a debate. Many people here were there that night. See, that man almost lost his mind. Now he's trying to find him and get a hold of him. So he said, think of that. A man that stood there to debate and said, first I want to tell you you're the devil. I said, I'll forgive you because you don't know what you're talking about. So, a man came out and said, I know you got the spirit of Christ. I said, I'm the devil. He's going to Christ now. This is. So now, terrible things have happened. This man, laying there dying, and this man went up and he said, now go get your divine healer. Now I was up at Lexington to help you where a woman is healed of cancer. And in the vision, the Lord showed me coming back along that morning about 5 o'clock. He showed me that, you shake the hand of Brother George Wright, coming up to the tabernacle and walk up here and shake your hand. And the man that made fun of me, he'll be free. I didn't know it. Didn't know he'd get done for me. I called up Sister Wright. She's down to your son. Yeah, he called up Sister Wright. I said, I have just saved the Lord. Right. That's the kind of visions I want to see from now.
Yes, Jesus.
Brother George will take the grave of the man or be at the grave of the man that's making fun of him. And he'll come in the tabernacle and I'll shake his hand. The blood clot left Brother George, and about a month or two after I was back, and he always, barely always come around this way. But that morning he comes this way. I had the audience that look, here he comes. That's exactly.
Amen.
You're going to say that's it. 9 years ago. 9 blood clots 9 years ago. By the way, I hear the Sister Hickerson, the Sister Hickerson there today.
Yes.
And she's dead. That's fine. She had blood clots too. I brought that in her name. Now he's got rheumatism in his hand. That was his daughter, Sister Hattie, sitting right there, on which I testified.
Amen.
That the new ministry worked the first time. That's right, Sister Hattie. One of the boys are in the morning, are they with you? Where's the boys at? There's both of them standing up back there tonight. There's the two boys that the mother got ready for. Raise your hands up, boys, so they see who you are.
Amen.
Stand back there tonight. Wonderful, isn't it, Norm?
Good.
I know you believe. I know many times I've laid there in your room at night time, watching out the window, listening to old mockingbird. Someday we got to go over, Brother George. Until that time, God be with you. I know you will, man. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll see.
Yes, thank you.
That vision you're not long ago, and I've seen those old people turn back to younger people. That's what I'll see you someday. Our Heavenly Father, give to our brother the desire to heal him of this room. He's getting old, Father. Now I pray that you'll help him, help Sister Wright, little Edith, and all the family down there. Sister Hattie, her children,
yes.
All her loved ones, be with them, Father.
Yes.
Grant this request as I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now be
79. I bless you, Brother Wright. Keep you many more days. Praise the Lord. Brother Don. Here's a brother's impression to me. I'll tell you what happened. I haven't got time to go through it. His wife knows. That he was dying, Mark had one sister, and before the Lord had given her a dream. And the interpretation came, and when the heart attack struck him, she stood out the floor and said, I divine. God had given her a dream that it was going to be that way, and the interpretation done, and the doctor said the man was dying, and here he is alive today.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, to our precious brother, he drove a long way to come into this kingdom. His hips back. Just like an automobile, Lord. Parts are beginning to wear, go down. But oh Lord, be his strength. Thou art our strength. Undergird this crippled place in his hips. Undergird every weak spot, Lord. And give to our precious brother. He is healed. As I bless him in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. God bless you, brother Dawg. So shall it be. All right, sister, what can I do for you?
Yeah.
Why, sister Dawg? Is this Betty? Why, Betty, bless your heart. Who is this ever had to go to Betty Dawg?
Amen.
The first time my old ministry ever worked was on this job.
Amen. Yes, amen.
Betty has sent by today. And she was in such a state, sir. She didn't act like a human. No doctors could give up the call. And I went to St. Louis. This church made up the money, and I borrowed somebody's overcoat. And they made $11 up for me to go over and pray for this little girl. She was just a little girl, about like this little girl sitting right here. Little baby girl. And I stayed, if those are here, and prayed and prayed and prayed, I could get nowhere. If I was sitting out of Brother Doherty's car, I saw a vision of what for them to do. And she followed the vision just exactly the way the Lord said to. I believe it was a little bit against her thoughts at that time, but she done it just exactly the way the Lord said to it, and Betty was healed.
Amen.
The first time I saw her, Grandpa Doherty wanted to bed, Brother Doherty did it, let her take a rag and wash the baby's face and hands and so forth. As I went down through the prayer, our Father will art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And Betty now has been stricken with cataract. I got to pray for her just a short time ago at the back of the building at Chicago. Betty, honey, let's go over this real close. I want to hold your hand. Are you blind all the way, baby? You can just stay like the dark. How old are you now, baby? 22. She's about 7 months. This is Dorothy. You had a heart, boy. You know, baby, I've always believed that God had something for you to do. And I believe that's why it's been this way. And I believe that he did this evil thing. Like you know, baby, this. If I had power to reach in there and take those cataracts and pull them out, I'd do it. I don't have. But, Betty, what I told you the first time, that's the truth, is I sat here and you and I, brother and sister, in Christ. Brother Gordon, your precious daddy, just as sweet a brother as I ever had. Your dear mother here lived in your house and you shared your food with me and everything. You've been like it is my actually my sister. And I could be no more sincere than I would be the Lord. Now, God promises, Betty, I want to get all your father being a minister. You've been raised up in a family that's raised in the city. You've been prayed for me. It's got your faith for somehow we just go over it back and forth. And we kind of lose the value of it. You see what I mean? My, you've made a fine, pretty girl, Betty. It's a shame to see your eyes falling like
that.
Be still, Betty. I want to see her. I want to see her. What a pretty girl she is. Betty, you was a pretty little girl. You always been a good girl. Now, is there anything down in life that you feel that? Just as a doctor would look over your physical body, I want to look at your soul.
Thank you.
And you say, oh God, if you were, Betty, if there is, just acknowledge it to you. Lord, if you'll let me go over it again.
Yes.
I'll do this.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Let's think of this way. Now, I did not know that Betty Gardner was going to be in the seat. But the first one on my other discernment was Betty Gardner. Here it is back again, the first meeting on this.
Amen.
She knew right then what I was thinking of. Don't start that discernment and go in the line. But she says what she often says just now. you still with the Holy Ghost.
Well, it's a saint, sir.
As a teenage girl, yes, maybe she has done things she ought not done, but who has? If it is, break your all off.
Yes,
now, if you're willing to confess your wrong, God just to forgive your wrong.
Amen.
I'm raising my face now. Lord, I'll bring this girl to you.
From one ministry to another. But it isn't changing the ministry. It's taking the same ministry in a higher sphere.
Amen.
It's the original commission. All these other things have been building up on that.
Amen.
Now's the time. With all my heart, I'm believing for every person that I pray for. I believe they're going to be well. And with all the evidence that we have, everything that God has shown, year after year of infallible proof, of the Bible living again.
Yes, amen.
Then how could it fail? It just can't fail. Now there's only one way to make it fail. That is for you not to believe it.
Amen.
If Jesus stood here himself and would pray for you and go through the same act that we have done this morning, no more would happen if you would believe with the measure of faith that no more could happen what will happen if you believe with the same measure of faith.
Amen.
Because I only represent him. I'm a sinner, saved by grace. Just a man like you are. Just a human being. But God has to have an outlet somewhere. And he's proved that by his words. He's proved it by the ministry. He's proved it by the angel of the Lord. And here it is. Now it's up to us to believe it. I remember, just like a child, if there's been an affliction, see it no more. If it's been a disease, it's not there anymore. Just ignore any symptom.
Amen.
Anything that's contrary to what's been asked. Many times, every child that comes to God's got to be tried. We're tried to see if we believe that or not. And you'll have wars and troubles. But remember, we're on our march.
Yes.
God bless you. I love you. And I, by God's help, I hope he lets me serve you as his servant for many, many years to come.
Amen.
Is my prayer. Pray for me. And now remember tonight, the five infallible vindications of the true church of the living God. Until then, let us stand up to our feet just a moment. Oh, is there baptismal service?
I believe there is. Let's see if we can.
Oh, baptismal service. There are people for baptism. Are you here? Raise up your hand. Anybody for baptism? One, two, three. Yes, I'm very, very sorry, Sam. Now, to those who have to go, I will dismiss them. Rest them stay for baptism. Or should we have a baptismal service just in a moment? Yeah. Father God, dismiss those who have to go with your blessing, your benediction, your grace rest upon them. Thanking you for all that's been accomplished this morning as we're pulling away from the mountain, starting upward.
Amen.
Lord, may we walk up through every ladder realm until we reach the kingdom of God. Grant it, Lord. Be with us now. Forgive our sins. Those who stay now to be baptized for the remission of their sins. In the name of Jesus Christ, may these things be granted. Get us together again tonight. May thy power and thy blessings be upon us tonight. May there be a great night tonight.
Yes.
May many that's confused be straightened out tonight. Grant it, Father, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You may be seated now if you wish to, while we make ready for the baptism.
And nothing, they didn't have penicillin and things that days, you see. So they just put plasters on and things like that. But the little baby had it for several days and it was gone, see, or going. And then I sat down there and I thought, my, if Graham got his coat on, and he started by the door and he said to his wife, he said, now, we'll be back just a minute. I thought, oh, God, then I have to stay here all day and maybe all night again, see, waiting for that baby and what can I do. And I looked out the window, and coming around the house come the baby's grandmother in there. But I didn't learn later it was the grandmother, and she had on glasses. I thought, this is it, Lord, if Graham just don't go out the door. So she always comes to the front door. But somehow, they don't even know it yet. But she went to the back door, come in the kitchen. And she walked in the kitchen, little old house, and as she got to the door, her daughter ran over there and kissed her, because it was the daughter's mother, you know, and kissed her and Brother Graham. And then she said, is the baby there? She said, Mother, it's dying. And she started screaming like that, and her mother crying. Then I thought, if this will just work, now Graham don't go out. And I raised up, and I couldn't say nothing, you see, just wait. And Brother Graham walked around. I got up so he could sit down. And that was some of his relation, you see. So he just started crying, too, and sat down on the doorpost where he was supposed to be sitting. Now, that old lady will just come around and sit down in this red chair. And I got back to the door where Mr. Hamill was standing with his overcoat on and ready to go out. Real cold weather, blizzardy cold. And I thought, and the old lady sat down in this chair. And Grimm sat down and ducked his head down. And the mother of the baby put her hand up on the door and began weeping. Just exactly the vision, and the old lady sat down, and instead of it being tears altogether on her glasses, coming from the cold, it fogged them. And she reached in her little briefcase and got a little handkerchief out, and her little satchel, and started wiping these glasses. Brother, that was it. I said to Mr. Amel, you still have confidence in me as a servant of Christ? He said, I sure do, Brother Dan. I said, I can tell you now. I spoke ahead of the vision a while ago. That's why it didn't happen. If you still got confidence in me, go bring me your baby. Oh, my. I see it was right then. Go bring me your baby. He said, I'll do anything you tell me to do, Brother Bill. I won't be afraid to pick it up. Because when I picked it up, it just went the breath altogether left it. Brought the little baby up to me, reaching out in his arms. Brought it up to me, stood there. I put my hand on it and said, Lord, forgive the stupidity of your servant. See, I spoke ahead of your vision. But now let it be known that you're God of heavens and earth. No more sit there. The little baby threw both arms around his daddy and began screaming and crying. Said, Daddy, I feel all right now. I said, Mr. Hamill, let the little baby alone. It'll be 3 days before it leaves it because it made 3 steps unwinding. I went home. I told it in my church. I said, I'm going back as on Monday. I said, Wednesday night before church, I'm going up there. These poor people, and we made them up a basket of groceries to take to them. So I said, I want you all to go. And when I go there and you get around the house, and when I come to that place, where that house is, you watch and see if that little baby don't come across the floor with a little mustache made here where he's been drinking chocolate milk or something, you see, and put his hands in mine and say these words, Brother Bill, I'm perfectly whole, this little three-year-old baby. Watch and see if it don't happen. My wife now, Nita, way before we were married, so she was in a bunch. And a truckload went and placed themselves around the house, see, to see me when I drove up And the old public service company truck that I had the home that night, I didn't have any car of my own, full of tar in the back and things, you know, where I'd been hauling it that day and fixing things, drove up in front, stopped, went up on the porch, knocked on the door, and didn't have no rugs on the little floor, and the mother come across the porch and said, "Why, it's Brother Bill," like that, and the people were looking at the windows at the time to see what would happen, and in the corner playing was this little boy, the third day. I stopped, never said a word, and he comes strolling across the floor, put his little hands up in mine, with a little, been drinking chocolate milk, his little mustache like a cross there from the chocolate milk, put his hands up in mine, said, "Brother Bill, I'm perfectly whole." That night at the church, I told it. I said, "He's a cripple girl somewhere. It's media." I said, "Church, I don't know what these things mean. I can't tell you." And so I was working in public service, and I remember one day, about a week after that, I started to leave the building, going out. Mr. Herb Stopp is here in the city right now. He was my boss. And he said, I started down, he said, "Billy." And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Before you leave, I've got a letter here for you." I said, "Okay, Herbie, I'll pick it up in a minute." And so I went over to get my other work. I was checking up. So I went over to get my other work done. And when I did, I remember that letter, and I went and got it and opened it up and said, "Dear Mr. Branham," said, "my name is Nail. I'm Mrs. Harold Nail. We live at a place called South Boston." And said, "We're a Methodist by faith. And I happened to read a little book that you wrote called Jesus Christ, the Same Yesterday, Today, and Forever, a little pamphlet. And we were having prayer meeting in our house the other night, and we have heard of you having success praying for the sick." And said, "I have an afflicted daughter, 15 years old, said that's laying on the bed of affliction, and somehow I just can't get it off my mind that I should have you to come pray for this girl. Would you please do it? Yours truly, Mrs. Harold Nail, South Boston, Indiana." I said, "You know, that's the girl. That's her." I went home, told my mother, told her that. I said, that's the girl. And then that night at church, I said to the church, I said, "Here's that place." I said, "Anybody know where South Boston is?" Brother George Wright, you all know, or acquainted him. He said, "Brother Branham, I think it's down the south." So the next day, two friends of mine, and my wife, which now is, and a man and his wife from Texas, their name was Brace, Ad Brace. He lives down here now in below Milltown, farmer. He was a rancher out in the west, and he had moved here to be close to the church. And I prayed for his wife, and she had been healed of the tubercular condition. And so he wanted to see this happen. I said, "You go with me and see if it don't happen just this way." So the lady had never seen the vision, Mrs. Brace. So my wife went with me, and Brother Jim Wythoff, the old elder, you remember the church, said the old deacon, he wanted to sit. I just had a little old roadster then, and I piled them all in there, and we went down below New Albany, and I found this sign, and I come to find out it wasn't South Boston, it was New Boston. So then I didn't know where to go. So I come back up to Jeffersonville and asked somebody, and somebody went to the post office, and they said, "South Boston is up above Henryville." So I went up to Henryville, and I asked there, and they said, "Turn off on this road. It's about 15 miles back over these knobs here. You find a little place, you'll be careful, you'll miss it." Said, "Because it's just one little store, and the store's got the post office and everything else in it. South Boston, over in these knobs. There's 17,000 acres of them knobs in there, you see. And this is over behind in the hills there." So we went on, riding along, and all at once I felt real strange. After been driving 5 or 6 miles, and I felt real strange. And I said, "I don't know." They said, "What's my?" I said, "I believe that one who talks to me wants to talk to me, so I'm going to have to leave the car." So I got out of the car, and the women sitting on women's laps, you know, and everything, that little old roadster, and I got out of the car and went around behind the car. And I bowed my head down, put my foot up on the bumper in the back of the car, and I said, "Heavenly Father, what would you have your servant know?" And I prayed, nothing happened. I waited a few minutes, and I thought, well, usually when there's a crowd like that, I have to get to myself. And so I waited a few minutes. And I happened to be attracted to look over there. And I happened to think, well, look here. Here's that old church sitting down here. And if you ever, it's the Bunker Hill Church. And I looked over on the side of Bunker Hill Christian Church, and there was a tombstone of the graveyard right in front of the church. And I went over there and I said, now, you all got them letters. I've never been in that country before in my life. Never was in above there anywhere in my life. And I said, you get them names and numbers and come over here and sit there and stand one on this tombstone. And there it was, just exactly. I said, that's it. We're on the right road now. I said, as the angel of the Lord. See, I passed out on by it and not know it. So, oh, he's perfect. And so we rode on and on. Directly I met a man and I said, could you tell me where South Boston is, sir? He said, you jog to the right and left, you know, so forth like that. And we just kept on going. So after a while, I noticed I come into a little place and it had a kind of a little village like. And I looked and I said, that's it. That's it right there. I said, there is the, there's that yellow storefront. And I said, now you watch. A man is going to come out of there with a blue overalls on, a white corduroy, a yellow corduroy cap with a white mustache, and tell me where to go. If it ain't, I'm a big storyteller. And so there's all waiting. And I drove up in front of the place, and this is drove in front. Out come the man with a blue overall suit on and the yellow corduroy cap and white mustache. And Mrs. Brace fainted in the car. It seen it come to pass like that. And I said, sir, you're to tell me where Harold Nail is. He said, yes, sir. Said, did you come from the south? I said, yes, sir. He said, you passed it. About a half mile down the road, you turn the first road to the left. You go up, you find a big red barn, and you turn in there at red barn. Said, it's the second house on your right as you turn up that little lane-like road. I said, yes, sir. He said, why? I said, he has an afflicted daughter, does he? He said, yes, sir, he does. I said, the Lord is going to heal her. And the old man started crying. See? He never knows. And so he's included in the vision. He didn't know what was going on. I turned around. We got Miss Nail kind of revived again. And went up there, walked up into the yard, got out of the car, started in, started up to the place, to the, you know, to the place where it was at. And a heavy-set young woman comes to the door. I said, there she is. See? And so she said, how do you do? And I said, how do you? I said, I'm Brother Bill. Oh, she said, I thought you were. She said, you got my letter? I said, yes, ma'am, I did. She said, I'm Mrs. Harold Nail. I said, well, I'm glad to know you, Mrs. Nail. And this little party come with me to pray for your girl. I said, yes. I said, she's fixing to be healed. She said, what? And her lips started quivering. She started crying. I said, yes, ma'am. And I don't know. I never stopped for the woman. I walked right on down the hall, and my party followed me. When I opened the door to the right of the hall, big old country home, opened the door, there was the yellow news, the yellow papers on the wall, red figures, the sign, God bless our home, the old brass poster bed, chunk stove sitting to my left, and there's a little bitty cot sitting there with this boyish-looking girl laying in it. Now something happened. I was up in the corner of the room watching my body go to that bed. And I laid my hands right across her stomach, exactly the way the Lord said. And when I did that, when Miss Nail walked in the room and seen that, down she went on the floor again, fainted. She's kind of a weakly person. And she fainted on the floor again. And Brother Nail was trying to work with her, and old Brother Jim down there, then bless the Lord, holding his hands together, if you all knew how he acted. So then I looked at that, and I seen that, and I laid my hands up on her, or across her stomach like this, and I said, Lord, I do this at the command of what I think is God telling me to do it. And about that time, she started crying. And she jumped up, and they just got Miss Nail to her feet. She woke up from her fainting spell. And when the girl jumped from the bed, there come her pajama leg up on the right leg, just exactly the way that it showed in the vision. And there was that round knee of a girl instead of a boy, and down went Miss Nail again. She fainted. That's the three times she'd fainted. And that girl walked out of there in that room and went into her dressing room weeping and put on her kimono, come walking back combing her hair. And her one hand was paralyzed too on the right side, combing her hair with that crippled hand. She's married, got a bunch of children. Her name, I don't know what her name is now, but Nails, anybody could tell you, Harold Nail. And that visions are true.
I could place that and take you to people that would make a volume of books of such things as that. Now, that's true, Brother Bill. I'll fail. I'm a man. I'm a failure to begin with and a very poor substitute for a servant of Christ.
All right. While they're lining up, I'd like to ask the church something. How many strangers is here in every one of my meetings before? How many of you? How many knows that there's no man can heal another? Not even to a doctor. No, sir, a doctor's not a healer. He only aids nature. God's the healer. See? A doctor can set an arm, but he can't heal an arm. Doctor can remove appendix, but not heal the place where he cut. Doctor can pull a tooth, but not stop the bleeding. healed up. God has to do that. All right. How many knows that when Jesus is here on earth, that he didn't claim to be a healer? He was a man. He said, not me that doeth the works, but my Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Is that right? How many knows when he was here, what kind of a ministry did he have when he was here? He did what the Father showed him to do. Is that right?
Yes.
How many knows that? St. John 5:19, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. Is that right?
Yes.
That does the Son likewise. Now, then, is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever?
Amen.
You believe that with all your heart?
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, and forever? Do you believe that Jesus Christ being the same yesterday and forever, that means that he actually is the same?
Yeah.
All right. How is he the same? The same in every principle. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's the same God, the same healer, the same Savior. He's the same attitude. That's all the same. Is that right? The same. All right. Then if he was the same and is the same, he'll do and act the same. Is that right? Now, how many knows that to be the truth?
Amen.
I'm just going to take a moment here. I'm waiting. It don't look to me like that's 50 people standing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. No. Some of them probably went home earlier. I've seen some people leave back there. All right? Just this little short line. How many would like to have this? How many strangers to me in that line? Raise up your hand. Knows I don't know nothing about you. Raise up your hand. How many out there strangers knows I know nothing about you? Raise up your hands to your six. All right? How many like to see the line of discernment? So we can just hurry up and get through. It doesn't matter. I can just pray for them, bring them out through the line. Or they can step down. Just go and step down. Doesn't matter. The Holy Spirit deserves just the same. You believe that?
Amen.
Now, then if that's so, then just be quiet this moment. Sit a little late. So just sit still just a moment. I want to ask you something now. I may be on the wrong mic here. Both all right? Both hooked up? All right? This also?
Yeah.
All right? Now, let's get quiet for a moment. I'm going to look down this line and see if I know anybody. I know that fellow standing right there, and I know Earl. Earl, I know you. Earl Calvin.
I'm not in the prayer line, brother.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the man up here. Is that the man we hunted with up there in Colorado? Oh, my. I certainly don't. I believe Earl told me that you were very sick. And you come. Now, if you can't stand long, let somebody take him a chair over there. Or some of them just raise up and give him a seat right there close to the bathroom. Because the man is very, very sick. My, he's lost about 100 pounds or more of weight. And he's very, very sick. Now, just let him sit there. Well, thank you, sir, brother. Now, let me look down. Now, Earl was just standing with him. Now, this man standing right back there looking at me from over around LaGrange, Kentucky. I don't know his name, but I know you. And that brother, sister, Skidler, I know them. And this lady, is that Sister Rook or
Sister Harden?
With this woman here from Sellersburg, I believe it's blind. Is that right? All right, I think that's about all in the line that I actually know. Oh, yes, here's my good friend Busty Rogers here from down in Milltown. And down along the line, I guess the rest of them are strangers to me. Now, that's before God, as far as I know. They're strangers to me. Now, let me see in the audience. Now, you that are strangers to me, that's sick, raise up your hand. And you know, you got a request on your heart. Raise up your hands wherever you are. And know that's all right. Okay. It's just general around about everywhere. Now, it won't hurt you just wait just a moment or two longer. I want to ask you a solemn question. I better get behind here so you can hear me. I just want to ask you something. Now, these messages that I'm preaching, do you believe them to be the truth?
Amen.
You sure you wouldn't come here if it wasn't. Now, would God do something like that without giving me some conception of what I was doing?
Amen.
He certainly would not. Certainly he wouldn't. Now, if he has done that, now I'm claiming that Jesus Christ has not changed. His death did not change him. He glorified him. And he raised up on the third day and ascended on high, and he sent back the Holy Spirit, which was God is the Holy Spirit that was upon him. Do you all believe that?
Yes.
And Jesus, when he is here on earth, he said, the works that I do shall you do also. A little while and the world won't see me no more. That's the world order, you know, just the unbelieving church and all, they won't see me no more. Yet ye shall see me. Ye, that's the church, the believer. For I is a personal pronoun. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. In the Greek, that's consummation, which means the end of the world. Be with you to the end of the world. And the works that I do, shall you do also. Is that the truth?
Amen.
Now we have Baptists, Methodists, Protestants, Catholics, and even Jewish sitting in here this morning. And we have Church of God, Nazarene, Pilgrim Holiness, Jehovah Witness. All them different denominations represented. I'm looking around, looking at Methodist, Lutheran, Pentecostal, all different kinds. As I look around and see the people that I know. And they're all visitors from out of town. The Branham Tabernacle is a little bitty thing here in the city. But it makes up from the world. Now, let's just take this and think real close. Think study. Be reverent. And ask this question. Then, if he is not dead, then his attitude towards you and towards the sick would be just the same today as it was yesterday.
Amen.
Then, how did he make his attitude yesterday? This. I can if ye believe. Is that right? If you believe. The man said, Lord, have mercy on us, that my son is seriously fixed with the devil. I brought him to your disciples, and they were screaming and hollering and everything. He said, I can if you believe. If you believe, I can. Now, notice, how did Jesus do? What was he yesterday? How did he minister? Now, this is to the stranger now I'm talking to. Let's see what he was yesterday. It'll take me about 3 minutes. We'll quote a couple little places. When his ministry first started, there was one man by the name of Andrew, a fisherman, got converted, believed on him, and went and got his brother named Simon. You remember that? He brought him to Jesus. He was an illiterate fisherman, couldn't even sign his own name. And he come up before Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. How many knows that's the scripture? They knew that was the Messiah, because God promised, Moses promised, that when the Messiah come, he would be a prophet. Is that right? The prophet Messiah. And he looked and he said, your name is Simon. And he said, your father was named Jonas. And he knew that was the Messiah. The woman at the well. That's another nation of people. Now, only the Jews and Samaritans received him. The Gentiles, we hadn't come in yet, the Ruth. Now, the woman at the well, which was a Samaritan, she come to get water. Jesus said, bring me a drink. Well, you talk to her. Just like I talked to someone out there in the audience. Said, bring me a drink. They never met before. And she said, well, it's not customary. We got segregation here, like you used to have in the South with our colored friends. But they don't have it anymore. Thanks be to God for that. So, he said, we got segregation here. Well, it's not customary for you. You're a Jew. Jesus was a Jew. She was a Samaritan. Said, it's not customary for you to ask me, a Samaritan woman. He said, but woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. Now stop that beautiful woman, and she looked up and said, why, you have nothing to draw with, the well deep. He said, the waters I give is everlasting life. And finally he found out what her trouble was. How many old strangers knows what her trouble was? She had 5 husbands. So what did he say to her? He said, go get your husband and come here. She looked at him, she said, I don't have any husband. He said, you said well, because you've had 5, and the one you're living with now is not your husband. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now, we know when the Messiah comes, that's Jesus, when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things, because we know he'll be that prophet. We know when Messiah cometh, he'll do this, but who art thou? He said, I'm he. And upon that, she run into the city and said, come see a man who told me what I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah? If that was a sign of Messiah yesterday, and he's the same today, it's the same thing today.
Amen.
Now, do you strangers believe that?
Amen.
Now, that's for you in the line. Here, now to them out there, just one scripture. So that you'll have something to stand on. How many believe that he is a high priest now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity?
Amen.
You know, that's his trouble. God, you have a prostrate. That's like getting up at night and so forth. You're from Ohio. and you belong to Brother Sullivan's church, or go there. I see Brother Sullivan standing here. You come with kids. That's who you did. That's right. All right? At this time, you feel different now. It's left you. And you can go home. Your faith makes you well. God bless you. But I, as far as knowing you, God in heaven knows I don't know anything about you. I don't know what's wrong with you. I wouldn't have no way of knowing what's wrong with you. You're just a man that's standing there. And you had a prayer card on it, had a number on it. You just, the boy gave you that card, and you just called up here in a prayer. Now, let's look how it's breaking out. See, just that one time. That's harder. That's done more to me that one time than all the time I've been preaching this morning. Something going out. See? Something going on. Young fella, you're actually not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that's a child. The child's not here. It's in a flat country. Kansas has some kind of spell, like epilepsy. Epilepsy is what it is, the darkness over the child. You're some connection, or you're the Strickers. Didn't you all marry sisters or something like that? That's right. Do you believe? Does anyone have more spell? If you believe with all your heart, if you have belief, so be it unto the child. Praying for that aunt. He's got cancer. Down there. You believe with all your heart back there? I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life. But when you heard me tell that man of something that he was thinking of, a relative, that comes to you. Now, you believe with all your heart? Now, what did she touch? I want some of you people to tell me what that woman touched. Now, is this two or how many is this? We already had three. Two already. All right. The lady is shattered for death. There's a dark shadow over which she has cancer. That's correct. The doctor tells you that it's cancer of the lymph gland. That's right. Raise up your hand. You're from away from here. Iowa. You believe?
I believe.
You got a either son or it's a grandson. And it's got something wrong with his eye.
That's right.
You're praying for him. Do you believe God can tell me who you are?
I do.
Miss McKee? Then return back to your home and be well. Light that you see on that picture is hanging over that woman sitting way back there. Believe me to be his prophet, sister. You're praying for your husband. At the stage of death in the veterans hospital. That thus saith the Lord. Believe with all your heart now. You'll get well. What did she touch? Now, you keep believing out there, see. Car accident. You come down this, from up north. You're around Bedford, Indiana. That's true. Is that true? Then you believe your neck will be all right? As you believe, so be it to you. Return back home and give God praise.
Oh, God, of this young man, fighting a good fight of faith, standing in the presence of Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, yeah. Almighty God. May the power that raised up Jesus to the grave, touch him, Father. Give him the desire.
Good Lord.
Lord Jesus, upon my sister,
oh, amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may your mind be made well. Hear her quick and his arms and her body. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, to my little sister, give. I've been praying for the power of your different things already. I've been giving over. Lord, may she still be used to your glory. Grandfather, in Jesus Christ, yes. And your brother, you know, that. It struck him, but life brought him back. God, I pray that you'll keep him strong. He's way past his allotted time. But thou art God, and you give this for your glory as you promised him in the hospital. Now, give him strength for testimony. May his testimony ring out in the state of Ohio and throughout the world.
That Jesus heals you now.